This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 260 for Tuesday, February 8th. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are weaker on Tuesday, giving up a fair chunk of the gains made yesterday. The March canola contract loses $6.70 at $1,022.80 per ton. The May contract drops $11.30 at $1,007.10 per ton. Sharp drops in global crude oil prices are pulling down edible oils across the board. With tensions between Russia and Ukraine are said to be easing, and a deal is reportedly close at hand between Iran and the United States, crude oil prices are taking a tumble. In turn, that's created sharp drops in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, today's grain stocks report from Stats Canada is attempting to stymie further losses. The federal agency says combined on-farm and commercial canola stocks as of December 31st are estimated to be 7.56 million tons. That's just over 43% lower than a year ago. The Canadian dollar eases back with the loonie at 78.72 US cents compared to Monday's close of 78.81. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales for soybeans. One is for 132,000 tons to China, and the other is for 332,000 tons to unknown destinations. Delivery of both is to be during the 2022-23 marketing year. The USDA is set to issue its monthly supply and demand estimates tomorrow morning at 11 Central. The main focus of the report is said to be the South American numbers for corn and soybeans, especially those for Brazil. Also, attention is being paid to U.S. numbers for the incoming soybean crop. The winter wheat crop is far from doing well in Texas. Reports say the crop is at 71% poor to very poor, with 0% excellent and a mere 9% good. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The March contract gives up 13 cents at $15.69 per bushel. March soy oil tumbles by about 2 cents at 63.35 U.S. cents per pound. However, March soy meal is up $1.30 at $4.54.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday as the March contract is down 3 cents at $6.32 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the March contract gaining a dime at $7.46. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago March also rising 10 cents at $7.79. Kansas City March is up 9.5 cents at $8.01. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March jumps 19 cents at $9.40.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, February 8th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.